Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Bob Oakes. With about 6 months to go before the first in the nation presidential primary in New Hampshire, the pace of campaigning there is on the upswing, as Democratic candidates, of course, woo New Hampshire Democrats, and Republicans look on. There is a crucial group in the middle that has decided New Hampshire primaries passed. New Hampshire's unenrolled voters can pull either a Democratic or a Republican ballot on primary day, and they outnumber Democrats and Republicans almost 2-1. So we sat down with three of them to hear their views on the Democrats and on President Trump. They are Susan Terzakis, a small business consultant from Bedford, New Hampshire, Sheridan Brown, an attorney from Grantham, New Hampshire, and Elizabeth Sides, a homemaker in Hopkinton, New Hampshire. We started by talking about word that President Trump's job approval rating is at an all-time high, 44%. All three of our panel graded the president's performance differently. We started with Susan Terzakis, who gave Donald Trump somewhere, she said, between a B-plus and an A-minus.
As a small business champion and a women's business champion, I have to say the business numbers are fantastic.
Sheridan.
Probably a C-minus to a D. As somebody who's very conservation-minded, I feel like there's been a real stripping away of environmental protections.
Elizabeth.
Probably a D-minus to an F.
Because?
Everything. I don't agree with really anything that he does.
Does anyone here worry that the president's trade war with China could end up tanking the U.S. economy?
No, bring it. It's about time. They've been making money on our backs for far too long.
As somebody who suffered pretty heavily under the recession in 2008, 2009, I worry that we're not doing the things we need to safeguard against another downturn like that, and certainly stirring up trouble with partners, particularly one that owns so much U.S. debt, is a little disquieting to me, to say the least.
Can you, in a sentence, describe yourself politically? Sheridan, why don't you start?
Fiscally conservative, socially liberal or moderate.
Elizabeth.
Former Republican. Turned pretty moderate, independent, but leaning left since Trump.
And Susan.
I love this. This is so New England. We're all fiscally conservative and socially liberal.
Yeah.
And yet, if the question were asked of me, could I vote or caucus with the Democratic Party? That would be a resounding no. Do I feel comfortable with the current GOP? No.
What are the two most important issues to you heading into 2020?
I think access to capital and opportunity for women in business. I also think an issue that we have to take on are the school debt fiasco.
You mean college tuition debt?
College tuition debt.
Two issues. Elizabeth.
I was going to say the college debt and immigration. I want someone to come forward with a real plan, not just talk about it.
For me, I would say they're climate change and campaign finance reform, and the latter ends up being a top-tier issue for me because I think it would result in a lot of policy outcomes that are more reflective of what people want.
Elizabeth, what issue or issues are the candidates not addressing that you think they should be?
Gun control. We talk about gun control when there's a massacre, and then it's dropped, and I'm sick of it, and Trump has done nothing. Just because a lobbyist group has tons of money and forcing the Republican Party to not do the right thing. And
what is the right thing?
We should not be having semi-automatic weapons in my neighbor's yard.
I want to ask a question about personal responsibility
in
this way.
It's a good thing.
I think I sense accurately that you're a supporter of President Trump.
I'm okay with him. I think he, you know, like I said, he has an A-minus or a B.
Okay, but how is he on the personal responsibility front? I mean, numerous women have come forward accusing him of various
I would have to go an F.
Acts?
I would go an F. But that wasn't the question you asked earlier. Do I like him as a woman? No. Did I like President Kennedy? No. Did I like President Clinton? No. Misogyny is misogyny.
But qualities you like about the president in terms of how he handles the office would outweigh the personal side?
I think it mitigates it. I would not say it outweighs it.
Okay. Let me move on and talk about immigration, if I might. Do you care if there is a citizenship question on the 2020 census, Sheridan?
I do, only in the sense that it should be an accurate count. And I think there are legitimate concerns about undercounting if you include that question.
Elizabeth?
Same thing. My husband is a physician. You have to treat people whether or not they have insurance or not, whether or not they're legally here.
Susan?
Yeah, I so have to jump in on this one. Why is it that an illegal alien in the state of New York can now receive higher education at the cost of the taxpayers? But if I were living in the New York state, I would have to pay full fare for my students.
Are you talking about a dreamer?
Yes. What is so offensive to asking, are you a citizen?
Children separated from their families at the border. There have been reports of unsanitary living conditions, outbreaks of measles and chicken pox in the facilities where the children are held in overcrowded conditions. Is U.S. Customs and Border Protection committing human rights violations with their treatment of migrants?
It absolutely constitutes a human rights violation. There are going to be real long-term repercussions from a foreign policy standpoint.
Yeah.
I don't know how, when an American ends up in a situation in a foreign country eventually where their child is taken, how we're going to have any authority to speak up and intervene in those matters.
Let's talk about Democrats. Former Vice President Joe Biden is losing luster in the eyes of some Democrats over his positions past and present on several issues, including immigration, forced school busing, and guns. Elizabeth, you expressed interest in Biden before. How are you feeling today?
I still like him the same. That's who I would vote for right now. He's been in the federal government most people look at that as a negative thing. Being in a senator for so long, for me right now, with what we're going through with Trump, I welcome it.
Of the 2020 Democrats, who's piqued your interest, Sheridan?
I like Biden, certainly because he's a known quantity. I like Pete Buttigieg. I've been impressed with Warren, which, even though I'm not that far left on policy, I do like the idea of somebody who can walk and chew gum at the same time.
How far left do you need to go? I'm a centrist. I'm pragmatic at the end of the day.
So they're overreaching. I think they're
totally overreaching.
And they're not going to learn.
No. And I think who benefits from the extremes? No one.
I don't think folks can really count Trump out. I think some of the Democrats are campaigning as though it's all about winning the primary and then the rest is easy.
No.
And they're not speaking to independents, in my opinion. They're not speaking to those centrist voters because those folks don't tend to be involved in the campaigns. So if it comes down to a binary choice between somebody far left and Trump, I can see how a lot of independents would be persuaded to go with Trump.
Well, I'd like to thank all three of you for coming in. Appreciate it. Susan, thank you.
My pleasure.
Sheridan, thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
And Elizabeth, thank you.
Thank you.
Our panel of unenrolled New Hampshire voters included Susan Terzakis, Sheridan Howe, and Elizabeth Sides.